Cardinal Oswald Gracius, Archbishop of Bombay, is one of the Synod Fathers, who will be taking part in next month's Synod of Bishops in the Vatican on the theme of new evangelization. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges about the theme of this synod and the challenges facing the Church.
I was a bit surprised, but feel privileged that the Holy Father has asked me to come and join in this big collaborative effort to reflect on new evangelization. So humbled in that sense. For me, I would think it's an opportunity to learn also, to learn from the experts, people so much more experienced than myself, and to hear what's happening all over the world, and to plan also for us, ourselves, here in this own archdiocese, in the country, and in Asia.
How important an issue is new evangelization in your view?
I would think it's so very relevant and important. I always have felt that we're moving, society is moving God away from the center to the periphery. And so it's so essential. Really, it's a solution to an answer to the many problems that we are having in our own country, in Asia, in the world. Dissatisfaction, restlessness. In India, there's a very strong movement against corruption, and everybody's feeling disgusted about it and wanting to clean up the system. Now, you could make all this as a sign that there is a need for ethics, for order, for justice, for law, and for God, finally, basically. So new evangelization is something which everybody needs, I think. Civil society, the Church needs, we need, priests, bishops, all of us need this.
And what measures have you decided on so far there in India as to how to put into practice this need for a new evangelization, taking advantage of the new technologies that are available to preach the gospel? What sort of concrete measures have been taken so far?
We've been thinking, still at the planning stage. But one thing is our social communications commissions have been seeing how we could use the new modern means of media and technology to reach out, particularly to the youth. You see, think of India as a very young country. 50% of our population is below 35, and it's really young and it's powerful. Asia is young, and so we're really concentrating a lot on the youth, how the gospel could be given to them, and they understand the gospel in their language, an answer to their problems. The question of also, I think everybody is feeling a necessity of understanding the faith, the Catholic faith among ourselves, more and deeper. Whenever we have now our archdiocese over here, faith formation programs, they are filled with sort of, it's everybody, all the applications are filled, all the seats taken. So really, it's a felt need. So I think that on this context, we'll have lots of programs on faith formation. It's an occasion for us to, it's the 20th anniversary of the Catholic Catechism, the 50th of the Vatican Council, and there's so much to learn, so much to understand, so much richness, and to be able to appreciate also the glory of the Catholic faith and the person of coming closer to the person of Jesus Christ.
When it comes to new evangelization, the growing secularization, particularly in Western countries, is seen as a major challenge for the Church. Do you see signs of that growing secularization even in India, which of course is traditionally probably a far more religious place than, say, much of Western Europe is nowadays? But as the country gets more prosperous, do you fear that in some ways secularization could get a grip over the place?
Exactly. I've been saying that my own city of Mumbai over here is like the window to the West, and the media is just flooding us with ideas which come from outside, and this is impacting the people very much, particularly the youth, really impacting them very much, the ideas. And secularization is certainly creeping in rather clearly, steadily into our society. And therefore, we've got to get back. That's why I think that's a priority for us, to get back to our roots, get back to our Asian spirituality, get back to our values, and not allow us to be blown off our feet by what's coming in. And it is a need, absolutely a need.
And what do the faithful say to you? What would they like to see the Church do to, let's say, modernize, in a way, its way of preaching the gospel?
They would like to have, I would think, homilies which are more relevant, liturgy which is more lively, communities which reach out more to the poor, and witness which is really authentic, showing the face of Jesus to people. That, I think, is people want it. It's challenging, but it's something we've got to reflect on and make a reality in our lives.
You talked there about the threats posed by secularization. Do you believe that also a greater emphasis on material goods that is so present now in modern society throughout the world is also a threat to the Christian message?
Yes, it is a threat in the sense that we must have proper perspectives. I think we, fortunately, India is not blown off the feet of getting so materialistic, values are still there. But there's a danger that it could happen, that takes priority over everything else. And therefore, the gospel should really take roots more in the whole of society, showing us that material things are what our Lord came to show us. This is a means towards happiness, towards a good life, towards a better world. But not it's not absolutely everything. We are pilgrims on our way to our heavenly home. And so material things are to be given their importance, but they're the second place to real spiritual values.
So what do you expect will emerge eventually after at the end of the deliberations of this synod?
As I was saying, for me it's going to be a learning experience to hear and reflect. We've already discussed about this before in the preparation of the synod, but now to hear really what's happening all over the world, I expect that when we come back, we'll have rather clear ideas of what are the... We learn from the success stories and the problems of other places, and we are able to go ahead. In my own archdiocese, we're having a sort of a synod next month in November, so soon after the synod, the diocesan program. The theme again is re-evangelization, a new evangelization in the archdiocese. So again, it's the same direction. So for me, it's very, very relevant, and I think the same would be all over India and Asia too. We are having our plenary for the Asian Bishops' Conferences in November also after that, and there too, absolutely positively, we'll take all these ideas there to try to implement them. It's coming at a very, very appropriate time.
And without asking you to reveal any secrets, what do you think will be the main thrust of your intervention at this synod? What do you want to concentrate on?
Yeah, I want to concentrate on the problems and the situation of Asia and what we see. It may not be relevant for the whole world, but what we see as the direction the Asian church should take in future. Traditionally, we've always said there are three big areas: the diversity of cultures, the great economic problems of the place, and the plurality of religions. So these are the three characteristic features of Asia: culture, religion, and poverty of the place, of many places, which we've got to address. And the gospel has got to answer these situations and have really a direction for us.